Many of the 150 supporters came with cell phones and were seated at tables with lists of phone numbers in front of them. In a very brief pep talk, Vice President Cheney urged them to get people out to the polls.
And you're actively involved in it, obviously, right here in Eau Claire. This is where the battle will be won, right here on the ground. We can make all the speeches we want and run all the commercials we want and make all the plane trips we want. And we've done all of that, and we'll continue doing it. But in the final analysis, where the rubber hits the road, so to speak, it's right out here, making certain that we get folks out, get them to the polls, get them to vote, get their friends and neighbors to the poll, and make sure they get out there and do it.
Cheney didn't miss a last-minute opportunity to push President Bush's strategy for fighting the war on terror.
Now, John Kerry, on the other hand, has not given any indication that he would be as tough and aggressive as I think our commander-in-chief, our president, needs to be to win the war on terror. We've had some tough talk during the campaign, but talking tough during the course of a 90-minute televised debate cannot compensate for a 20-year record of weakness, of being wrong on virtually every single defense issue over that period of time.
As soon as Cheney left, the phone calls to supporters started.
Thank you for your time. I hope you'll join us in voting for President Bush. Tim Michaels, Bill
Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire. 2nd.
This call is paid for by the Wisconsin Victory 2004. Thank you. Have a very good day. Bye-bye.